What's going on, my tile friends? How are you today? I'm coming at you, talking to you from the state of Minnesota. I'm on vacation, and it is early October, and the temperatures are dropping here in Minnesota. The leaves are changing color. If you've never been to Minnesota in the fall, it's a beautiful scene when the leaves, all the different trees start changing color, a lot of them, and you get a lot of oranges and reds and different colors, and it's just gorgeous. So I thought today, since I'm on vacation, I wanted to give you a short, I didn't want to skip this week, give you a couple episodes here. You already had the marketing episode, and thank you for all the feedback you've been giving me. I'm glad you've been enjoying it. So I thought today I'd talk about vacations since I'm on vacation, and I thought I'd talk about the importance of the business owner taking a vacation, and I thought I'd talk about the importance of your employees giving your employees vacation as well, making sure that they're taking vacation. Why this is important, this might seem like a small thing, but in reality, it's really important to the business and the health of the business. And I'd also thought I'd mention that how paid vacations, especially for the business, paid vacation for the business owner is in my opinion, non-negotiable. And as well as looking forward, looking to the future, if you're not already giving your employees paid vacations, looking forward to, you know, the time when you'll be able to get your business to that. So I thought I'd talk about those two subjects, vacations and paid vacations for both the business owner and the employees of the business. And this is really important, friends, because if you're not taking, you know, at least 2 weeks paid vacation as a business owner, I mean, what are you doing really? You know, you could go to work for the state, you could go to work for a union, you could go to work for McDonald's, a variety of places, and they're going to start you out at, you know, not only a you know, a wage, but they're going to start you out with 2 weeks paid vacation every year. Not all businesses, I understand, but you know, if you're intelligent enough to own a business, you're intelligent enough to get a job that starts you out at 2 weeks paid vacation and a good salary, a decent salary. So if you're not giving yourself these two, you know, at least 2 weeks, I mean, that would be the bare minimum that I would think you should be able to, you know, take a vacation and your business, either you pause it or it's to the point where it can run itself and you're getting paid to go on vacation. So this is, you know, the bare minimum that you should be doing, in my opinion. And this is really important because this gives you time to step away from the business, spend time with your family, or, you know, if you don't have a family, just kind of regenerate your mind and your body, and rejuvenate is the word I was looking for. Rejuvenate your mind and your body and, you know, start to reflect on life and enjoy life. Excuse me. I just had bacon and eggs there for breakfast. So just kind of kicking back here with my family and enjoying, you know, seeing my relatives and, you know, spending more time with my daughter and my wife. We're going to go to the Minnesota Zoo here in a little bit. So this is the kind of thing that, you know, gets you in a better mood. And, you know, when you get back to work, when I get back to work on Monday, my mind's going to be, I'm going to feel better. I'm going to be less stressed because I've just taken these 2 weeks off, and this is my second 2 weeks I've had this year. And you know, you really need it in life. We live in stressful times. We're bombarded constantly. Even if we're not at work, we're bombarded by the phone. And so many of us tile installers are really, you know, geeking out, so to speak, on the products that we use and the methods that we use. So after work, we're a lot of times, like, you know, obsessed with, you know, our job, no matter what. I mean, that's just the way it is as a business owner. So it's really good to unplug, get away from work and rejuvenate. So that's my thoughts on the business owner, you know, really needing a vacation every year. And this should be a paid vacation, like I said. And if you're not there yet, you know, this is something to work towards. And I'm going to be sharing how to do this, how to take your company to where you can, you know, do this. I myself have been giving myself a salary, no matter if we work or not. And it's been that way for 2.5-3 years now. And even during slow times where we might have 2 or 3 weeks with very little work, my salary does not change. So This is definitely possible. And this is the reason that you started a business, you know, so that the business can, you know, add to your life, add to the value, add to your life, not take away from it. And then for the employees, to be honest, this is something that I haven't gotten to yet. I haven't gotten this, but I have my sights set on it to where I'll be offering a 2-week paid vacation package for my employees. And the way to do this, and first of all, you know, I never get worried when my employees want a vacation. I you know, let them know that I need several weeks advance notice if possible. You know, that's pretty much mandatory for all business owners. You know, you need to know in advance. But I'm happy to see them take vacation. In fact, I really get worried when I have an employee that wants to work all the time and never ever takes a vacation, because I worry, because, you know, I know that burnout is a real thing for the business owner and also for employees. Burnout is real. And when an employee, you know, is financially strapped so much that he can't take a vacation, take a few days off or a week, that's a red flag in my opinion. And that means that, you know, he's probably even taking on side jobs sometimes during the weekend or at nights, and he's going to get burned out, and he's not going to be giving me or the business his full attention. And as a result, the work he puts out is going to suffer, and the clients are going to notice it, and it's going to affect you know, my business as a whole. So I want and encourage my employees to take their vacations. And I also want to get my business to the point where I give them paid vacations. So together, you know, I'm admitting to you that this isn't something that I've been able to achieve so far, but I'm thinking 2019 is the year where I start giving paid holidays. So I figure start with baby steps, start with something, you know, attainable, and maybe pick 6 holidays a year that you give paid holidays. I've been giving, you know, good healthy bonuses at the end of every year. And like I said, I never stop my guys from taking their vacations, and I encourage that. So this is something that's definitely possible with a business, and this is the whole, you know, reason to start a business. And listen, I understand when you start a business, you know, you have to hustle, and there's going to be months, there's going to be even, you know, a couple years where you're working really hard and none of this stuff is even on your radar. But if you've been in business over 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, and you're still working weekends, you're still working nights, you're not giving yourself vacations, you're not, you know, this is a foreign subject or foreign thought that you would get a paid vacation or that you would give your employees a paid vacation, I really urge you to stop. Take a day, take 2 days, take a week, and think about why you're in business. Think about why, you know, think about your life. My mind's going blank here. Sorry about that. But think about the quality of your life and the quality of your business. And, you know, think about the dreams you had when you first started the business. You know, you started it for a reason. And if you're 4, 5, 6 years in and these are foreign subjects to you, I really urge you to stop and think about things. And maybe it's time to, you know, reevaluate the structure of your business, how much you're charging, the way you have it laid out, because you can slowly start to make changes. I know this stuff doesn't happen overnight. Listen, I've only been in business a few years, so I'm realizing these things pretty early on. You know, of course, I could have started it, you know, from the beginning would always be best. But, you know, in reality, if you start a business and you pay your own way, you know, it can be a struggle. So it can take a couple years to implement some of these things, but it's really valuable that you as the business owner get paid vacations, and it's really valuable to have that goal to give your employees paid vacations as well. So I hope this shines some light on it, and I hope this helps some of you kind of, and for those of you who are already doing this, we'd love to hear about it. I'd love to talk to you. Maybe you can even help me implement this in my business. You can talk to me online in my Facebook group. You can email me. You can check out my website, tilemoney.com, for my email address to get a hold of me there. And I'd love to hear from you. So thank you all for the feedback on Instagram. And I hope this is helping some of you out. We've got some great interviews coming up here really quick, probably in 2 weeks. And in the meantime, I'll be giving you some short audio like this and some short tips. So hope you're having a profitable week. Take care.